right. I'm speaking with Commissioner of Agriculture for Florida, Charles Bronson. And Commissioner Bronson, we're here at the Florida Farm to Fuel Summit, the second one, and pretty crowded here. How do you feel about how the conference is going?
Well, I feel very good about it. We knew last year with the interest that was here, this one was going to be twice as big, and it absolutely is twice as big. And so we knew it was going to be a big event with a lot of people who want to learn a lot about what the industry is doing, whether they can invest money, those types of things.
How many people are here?
There are over 450 people who came this year. I can tell the interest because after a long day like we've had today, they're all still in there listening to all the speakers. And anytime you have a conference where you've got over 60% of the people still sitting at the end of the day, they're very interested in what's going on.
I would say. Now, one of the speakers this morning, you had the Renewable Fuels Association and the Ethanol Promotion and Information Council, and EPIC especially is talking about bringing ethanol to Florida. Florida needs ethanol. Why do you think Florida needs ethanol?
Well, there's a number of reasons. Number one, everyone is trying to find out how do we stop growth from taking over all of our open green space. The best way to do that is for a farmer to know they can make a profit on whatever it is they're going to grow. They're not going to sell if they can make a decent profit and keep their property. This is a value-added issue for us. We grow a lot of food supply in the state of Florida. We can turn right around and grow a fuel supply right behind it and keep the food supply going and add a second or even a third crop for fuel. And we know Florida can be a major leader in this.
How do you feel as far as what the legislature has done here in Florida, what they did this year? Is there anything more you would like to see them do?
Well, I would like to see a continuation of where we are. The legislature was very gracious to help us obtain $25 million to do grant programs to get businesses into this state ready to try to open up and go into some of these cellulosic technology development plans with the citrus industry, the sugar industry, and other agriculture industries. We're looking at oil crops that have never been grown here before as well. So we believe that if this little bit of incentive money will bring in private enterprise to work with government, private partnerships, we can make this thing work in the state of Florida.
Is there anything that is being done or talked about in the legislature as far as getting incentives for the infrastructure, to get the infrastructure in place for E85 in the state?
Well, it's going to take a little longer for E85 simply because we're going to have to be able to get the plants up and operational and then start growing huge amounts of fuel crops to go along with our food crops. We know it can be done. We know the forest industry is going to be a major player in this. That's 14 million acres of potential growth space there. We have 10 million acres of farmable land, not counting all of the pasture land and all the marginal land that could be put into play here. So we know we can be a big player.
Now, as far as you said, you've doubled your attendance this year in the Farm to Fuel Summit. What do you think is going to happen next year?
Well, I don't know that I want to say we'll double, but we'll have a lot more people here next year as well, simply because we'll have infused that $25 million into research and building facilities. I've seen new technologies here this year that were not here last year, and that's got everybody excited. They know that there's more than one way to do this. There's more than one way and one crop that they can use. And I'm looking at the nutraceutical and pharmaceutical value added of what we're talking about that'll come along with this process and even make it better for all of us. I think if you add it all up and the fact that we may actually get rid of all of those non-native invasive species we've all been worried about, then we have really accomplished environmentally and natural resource-wise a very positive situation for the state of Florida.
Everybody has their own thoughts about this and their own guesses, but if you were to make a guess or a forecast about when cellulosic ethanol is going to become commercially viable, what would you say?
Well, I personally believe, knowing what I know now of what's going on out there, and not very much of that has been spoken about, because I don't like to talk about somebody's business until they're ready to talk about it. I fully believe that you're going to see some small operational plants within a year to year and a half. I think you're going to see some medium-sized plants in operation within the next 2 to 3 years. And then I think in the next 5 years, instead of producing a few million gallons of ethanol, you're going to see a few hundred million gallons of ethanol being produced. As the technology says, we can build a bigger plant and be a safer plant and get the fuel crops grown and processed and so forth, Florida will take off. We'll be one of the leaders in the world in biodiesel. And I am very convinced that Florida is going to be in the best position it's ever been in to create over 100,000 new jobs in the state of Florida.
If you had one single message for Florida consumers when it comes to biofuels, what would that be?
Well, we will probably bring some fuels onshore from offshore to help get us started in our pumps so people will get used to buying biofuels, biodiesel, ethanol. And I think as they know that the car manufacturers are going to start making cars that will take higher grades of this biofuel, as we start producing our own, and my goal is that we produce 30% of our total fuel supply. 30% is somewhere around 2.5 billion gallons of fuel. Mm-hmm. We will probably bring 30% from offshore, which is enough, that makes us 60%. Go green fuel, and that will make us very sustainable, not only in Florida but in this country. And if you add that to the 40% of the fossil fuels we're capable of producing right in our own country, that makes us pretty substantially independent from the Middle East and all the turmoil and all the competition with the big countries like China and India and places like that. I think that makes us on a lot better ground to do our business and not worry about whether we're getting the fuel to run our infrastructure.
Well, you are very excited about this, and you've been really pushing this a lot. What do you say to the people who say no?
Well, for the no, we can't do this. They said that when the Buck Rogers comic books were out, and they said nobody's ever going to be able to go up in a spaceship and go to the moon. You know, everybody gets comfortable in their shell because they're used to doing the same thing all the time. We actually have started becoming a stagnant society, in my opinion, here in this country. We were one of the most industrious countries of the world for a long time. We got used to doing the same things over and over again. We better get used to going out and discovering new technologies, because that's the only way we stay and thrive in this country and create new businesses for our children and our grandchildren, is to go forward, not to be stagnant. To be stagnant is a terrible way for us to they'll read about the U.S. the way they read about the rise and fall of the Roman Empire. It'll be the same type of thing. So we have to keep going forward and trying new things.
All right. Thank you very much, Commissioner.